Good morning and welcome to the Builders Briefing for March 24th, 2026. I'm Alex here with Sam, and we've got a packed show, a viral open-source agent framework, some sobering real-world data from Walmart on AI checkout, and the Department of Defense apparently forgetting to renew a TLS cert.
Love it when a cybersecurity folks can't manage their own certificates. But yeah, lots of good stuff today. Let's get into it.
All right, so our big story.
Haskell Editor just dropped as an open-source platform for building autonomous agents,
and it blew up overnight.
We're talking over 11,000 stars on GitHub basically right out of the gate. The repo is positioning itself as autonomous agents for everyone.
11,000 stars overnight is wild. That's the kind of traction that usually takes weeks, even for well-funded projects. What's the actual pitch here? Like, who is this for?
So, if you've been stitching together LangChain with custom tool use logic and brittle orchestration code, Pascal Editor is basically gunning for that entire layer. It's a framework for spinning up agents that can take actions, use tools, and operate with minimal hand-holding.
That's interesting because the for everyone framing sets it apart from things like Crew AI or AutoGen, which honestly have a pretty steep learning curve. The agent framework space is getting so fragmented, though. I feel like there's a new one every week.
Exactly right. And the signal here isn't just about Pascal specifically. It's that developer experience is becoming the battleground. The winner won't be whoever has the most features. It'll be whoever nails composing, debugging, and deploying agents. Keep an eye on their plugin ecosystem over the next 60 days to see if this has legs.
Good call. Stars are vanity. Plugin adoption is the real metric.
Okay, shifting to AI news. And this one's a jaw-dropper. There's a demo of the iPhone 17 Pro running a 400 billion parameter LLM on device. Locally, no cloud.
Wait, 400 billion parameters on a phone? That completely changes the math on local versus cloud inference for mobile apps. A year ago, we were excited about 7 billion parameter models running on device.
Right. And what's wild is the implication. Your users are going to expect offline-capable AI within a year. If you're building AI-powered mobile apps, you should be prototyping on-device workflows now, not waiting.
The latency alone would be a killer feature. No round trip to the cloud, no API costs per request. That's a completely different product economics.
Now, here's the counterpoint story that I love. Walmart shared real data showing that ChatGPT-based checkout converted 3 times worse than their traditional website.
3x worse? Ouch. That's not a marginal difference. That's a catastrophic one.
Total cold shower for the conversational commerce crowd. Users still want structured UI when they're actually trying to buy something. Chat is great for discovery and browsing, but when it's time to convert, people want buttons, forms, the familiar checkout flow.
That makes intuitive sense when you think about it. High-intent actions need precision and speed. Nobody wants to type, "Yes, confirm my order. Yes, that's the right address. Yes, use my Visa" in a chat window. It's more work, not less.
Exactly. And there's also a great post trending about someone who built an AI receptionist for her brother's mechanic shop. Documented the whole process. The takeaway was that the hard parts weren't the AI. They were the business logic and edge cases.
That's always the story, isn't it? The demo is easy. Production is where reality hits. Link in the briefing for that one. It's a great case study if you're building voice or chat agents for small businesses.
On the developer tools front, Antithesis, the deterministic testing company, released Bombadil, which brings property-based testing to browser UIs. If your front-end test suite is all happy path snapshots, this could catch the weird state bugs that slip through.
Oh, property-based testing for the front end is something I've wanted for years. Complex forms, multi-step flows. That's where the gnarliest bugs live, and where snapshot testing just doesn't cut it.
Also worth flagging, TinyGrad keeps gaining traction on GitHub, George Hotz's minimal ML framework. If you need something that isn't PyTorch, especially for edge deployment or custom hardware targets, that's the one to watch.
TinyGrad is one of those projects where you read the code and actually understand what's happening. That's rare in ML frameworks.
Okay, this one made me laugh. Cyber.mil, the Department of Defense's cybersecurity resource site, has been serving downloads over an expired TLS certificate for 3 days.
The irony is just perfect. The literal cybersecurity arm of the DoD can't keep their cert current. But honestly, this is a reminder for all of us. Automate your cert renewals. If you're still doing manual TLS, you are one missed calendar reminder away from being the next meme.
Also, on the infrastructure side, GitHub's uptime has been slipping below 3 nines with multiple recent outages. If your CI/CD is fully GitHub dependent, build some fallbacks, cache your dependencies, mirror critical repos.
That's a big deal. A lot of teams just assume GitHub is always up. But if your deploys can't happen because GitHub is down, that's a single point of failure you should have addressed yesterday.
Quick hits, PASE, which stands for Publish on Your Own Site Syndicate Elsewhere, is resurfacing on Hacker News with over 360 points. The Own Your Content movement is alive and well.
Love that. Also saw that PC Gamer wrote a 37-megabyte article recommending RSS readers. The web bloat discourse continues to be unintentionally hilarious.
There's also a Rollercoaster Tycoon optimization deep dive, assembly-level performance lessons that honestly still apply to modern work, and a practical guide to migrating to the EU is trending hard with over 660 Hacker News points. Links for all of these in the briefing. So here's the big takeaway from today. Two signals that cut against each other, and both matter. Pascal Editor's viral launch shows the demand for simpler agent frameworks is enormous. But Walmart's data proves that agents replacing structured UIs in high-stakes flows is still a losing bet.
Right. So the move is, use agents for discovery, triage, and orchestration. Let them do the fuzzy, exploratory stuff. But when it's time to convert, when the user has high intent, hand off to a purpose-built UI.
The builders who nail that handoff, the moment where the agent passes the baton to a structured flow, they're going to outperform both the agents for everything crowd and the agents are all hype skeptics.
It's not about agents versus UI. It's about knowing when each one is the right tool. That's the nuance everyone's missing.
Well said. That's your builder's briefing for March 24th. Check the show notes for all the links. There's a ton of good stuff we didn't have time to cover in depth.
Go clone that Pascal repo, automate your TLS certs, and we'll see you tomorrow. Happy building.